coming at you like a bowling ball ripping down the alley. And you know what I see? All I see are pins, baby. Pins! Gimme, gimme, gimme. Welcome to the greatest day of your life. Greatest hour of radio. This is the Get Up Power Hour right here on 1520 WCHE. It's Thursday, 4:30:20, baby. I'm your host, Mark Hayford. Welcome back to the most jacked hour. You hear what I said? Get Up Army, the most jacked hour, the greatest hour of radio when you are talking about inspiration, motivation, lighten up the darkness, leveling up in mindset, attitude, discipline, tenacity, everything you need to take the next step forward, to blow through that glass ceiling. These days, for all the new listeners, just to take a step out of bed. Grab our hands, baby. The Get Up Army is not afraid, and we are swinging for the freaking fences. The fences! That's what I'm talking about. Yo, hope you guys good out there in Get Up Land. I hope you guys are taking care of yourselves, mind, body, soul, keeping it all together. And not just keeping it together, but getting ready to level up. And that's what this next hour of radio is going to be. You know, I want to, first of all, if you're brand new to the program, every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we rip it apart right here on 1520. You can live stream it also. We've had callers from across the world, literally, that have called into this show. So, hey, live stream it global from WCHE.com, 1520 WCHE. Can also live stream it from MarkHayford.com. And in saying that, if you guys are out there on social media, listen, friends, let's connect. Let's do this. I'm out on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok. I can't stop, won't stop. I don't even care. And when you go to MarkHayford.com, you can not only just live stream this show, to Get a Power Hour, you get access to videos, pictures, interviews, and you can pick up both of my number one books, 365 Days of Encouraging You to Attack Life, which is a thought of the day, and Get Up Encouraging You to Attack Life, which is the one that kicked it all off. And both of those books, man, I'm so thankful for this and the support from you guys and all the love. Both of those books went number one on the days that they were released in Amazon self-help category. And I can't tell you, that feeling never goes away. It's just, it's amazing. Yo, I know what you're thinking. You're like, you know what? That sounds great. But even in quarantine, I'm going to sit in the living room and I'm going to listen to Stone Temple Pilots and eat a peanut butter sandwich and do a crossword puzzle. So I don't have time to read your book, Hayford. Well, that's cool, because Hayford got you covered. Here's what you can do. You can go out to audible.com and you can listen to the bestseller, Get Up. How about that? Yo, and here's something else that's fun. A couple of things we got to talk about here. If you are into podcasts, today, high five, holy mackerel, hallelujah, I can't believe this. Today is my 300th podcast. What a way to just tie this all together, because I got a not only a rocking guest coming on, I got a big announcement that I'm going to make in a second here. But on the 300th podcast, it's the Get Up podcast. And that's every single day on SoundCloud. New one drops at 5 a.m., the latest, sometimes the night before. So if you follow it, anytime a new one drops daily, you get that update. And for all my friends out there who I'm already connected with, if you are with me out there on Facebook and Instagram, you know, while we're in this hashtag timeout, in this quarantine time, Every night. Like, if the day ends with the letter Y, at the end of that day, it's 7 p.m., you can bet, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're doing the Get Up live stream. Now, that's a whole nother animal, because that's where I interact with you guys. We do a nightly poll, which you can weigh in on. There's lots of, over the weeks, we've had thousands and thousands of comments. And it's a different just way to end the day with a quick little organic mindset. I love it. There's been a lot of energy, a lot of people connecting, and it's a platform to come together. So these are the days we need to come together. And I'm glad that you're coming together with me right here on the Get Up Power Hour. Now let's talk, fam. We got some big things coming, and I'm excited. So first of all, I'm going to tell you what's coming up later on this program, and then I'm going to drop a bomb. I'm going to drop a bomb on the announcement, all right? So here's the first thing. I have a guest coming on, and you know that when I put guests on this show, I don't play, right? You know that, like, I'm making sure, like, I'm very guarded with who comes on this program, because they got to be the real deal. We can't have no pretenders. We can't have somebody looking for airtime. It's got to be somebody that is offering, that's lifting others up. And I have Dr. Ariane Mistimer coming on. She is, first of all, she punched cancer right in the face. Right? She's a cancer survivor. After that, became an American Ninja Warrior, was on trying out for one of the seasons. We'll have her talk about that. And she's got certifications like galore, right? She's a doctor of physical therapy, I mean, registered dietitian. I'm sure she could get into some more of this specifically, but she's like TPI certified. I mean, everything from yoga and strength and conditioning to a barefoot rehab specialist, which is different than podiatry. And then she created her dream company, and now she's got the movement paradigm. So there's all kinds of, like, I want to hear, but I met her in person. We'll get into that in a little bit, but I just got to say, like, the positivity, the attitude, that is what this program is. And we're going to bring her on in a bit. So that's coming up in a bit. Now, let me tell you the announcement. And I'm going to tell you how this came about and why it's coming about and why I'm putting it on the radar right now. We sit around and we see what's going on in the world, and we see what's going on global, and we see how we got these days of uncertainty, and it's starting to kind of get exciting, right? I mean, look, you're going to have golf courses kind of opening up, and quite frankly, I don't know why golf courses were closed in the first place, because look, I don't know about you, but if you do play golf and you're like me, then I'm normally standing by myself in the woods muttering lots of, you know, obscenities that I shouldn't be saying around children, trying to find a stupid white little ball while I'm being attacked by bumblebees and mosquitoes and, you know, squirrels are laughing at me. It's horrible. So, like, the best social distancing on the planet is when I go play golf. But anyway, that's opening up. It looks like we're going to start over the next couple weeks introducing some, you know, activity. And I don't know, man, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And this is where, these are the days where we got to walk boldly and we got to have faith over fear. And we got to keep our heads up, right? And I see a lot of people are not doing that. I mean, look, just scroll. Just scroll through your social media, man. You'll see the people that are talking about, look, I'm dying on this hill, that things are going to get better. And then you got a lot of angry people and a lot of scared people. And it's just this time where, it, you know, there's a lot up in the air, man. I'm not telling you anything that you don't already know. But I will tell you this. After I released my first book, second book, and they got such, you know, warm welcomes from the Get Up Army, from all you guys, I started putting together a third book. And that third book never came to fruition because the time wasn't right. There were so many different circumstances. More on that later on in life here in the upcoming weeks. But I will tell you this. The time's right. The message is needed. And I'm announcing here for the first time on the Get Up Power Hour that book number 3, a Mark Hayford Power Book, volume 3, is going to be dropped, and you will get your chance to pick up. Do you believe a telemarketer was calling me in the middle of my big announcement? That's what happens, Get Up Army, when you're doing live radio from home on an iPhone, because you're quarantined. Unbelievable. I love it. You can't make this up. We do not live in filters here on the Get Up Power Hour. Like I was saying, telemarketer guy, the summer of 2020 is going to bring something good, and I'm dropping my third book, and I will introduce to the world Light Up the Darkness. And Light Up the Darkness will be my third book, like I was saying, a Mark Hayford Power Book series, Volume 3, and that one is, I think it's some of the best work yet. It's raw. It's going to be in your face. It's going to lift you up. It's going to make you cry. It's going to make you laugh. It's going to make you think, and I want to take the listener on a journey, and I'll tell you what, this one is about to go into the second round of editing. I am more than excited, and there's going to be more of this on the upcoming weeks as this thing's ready to drop, so I don't know. I'm hoping it's going to be more of the front end of summer versus the middle, but there will be a third book in the summer of 2020. And I think the time is right and the world needs that right now. So that's what's going to be going down. I can't believe it. We're almost ready up against our first break here. So here's what I want you guys to do. I want you to sit back. I want you to relax. Get your popcorn ready. And I want you to get excited about the guest that I'm bringing on as soon as we come back from this break, because her life story is just one step of success over obstacles, the next step of success over obstacles to the next step. And the reason I want to have her on is because when you can put somebody and showcase them, it's going to inspire somebody that needs to hear this out there today. So everybody out there in Get Up Land, everybody checking out 1520 WCHE, do not go anywhere. And hey, golf clap here to the Duchess of Danger, the perennial millennial, Bree, who is running this show remotely and somehow making it sound good. So big ups to Bree. She's going to take us to the break, and we will be back in about 60 seconds. Tearing down the house, baby. Don't you go anywhere, Get Up Army. This is Mark Hayford on 1520. WCHE. Yeah, we're back, Get Up Army, lighting up the sky like it's 4th of July. I love it. I love it. Yo, I can't even help it. Listen, I'm a fanboy of my own theme music. I really am. I hear that song, and it makes me want to, like, I don't know, climb mountains or you know, save the whales or something. I don't know. And what's interesting about that song, it's kind of fun. That's my son, Kane Hayford, who plays all the instruments. He's a senior at Downingtown West. He wrote that when he was, like, 14. And he had a song. I was like, yo, going some years back, I'm like, hey, man, I'm doing a YouTube show now, and I would love for you to have intro music. He's like, yeah, cool, because he's playing, you know, he can play every instrument known to man here, and he creates this song. He's like, what do you think of this? I was like, I need something more raw, man. I need it edgy. He goes, all right, I'll be right back. So about 45 minutes later, he shows me a video. He goes, what do you think of this? And it's like a quad box, and he's playing drums here, and he's got bass over there, and he's got rhythm guitar here, and he's doing a solo there. I'm like, that's it. And that song's stuck. And that's the theme here. I mean, the song's called Vision, and that's the theme of the Get Up Power Hour. So every time I hear that, it's just raw. I love it, man. Gets me too hype. But speaking of too hype, welcome back to the Get Up Power Hour. Every Thursday, 1 to 2, right here on 1520 WCHE. And now, without further rah-rah, yickety-yak, I cannot wait to introduce my next guest to you. And this is how professional she is. We met once, and we'll talk about that, I'm sure. And, you know, personality, attitude, off the chart, right? Absolutely what this program needs, what this world needs right now. And she's such a professional. We didn't even have to sit down and okay, so we're going to discuss this and that. And that. I mean, it was one or two text messages. Yes, I'm on the show. Can't wait. Okay, we'll focus on this. Thanks to you then. Bye. So I'm hoping, as we're all remote, and it's the weirdest thing ever, because normally I like to sit down face-to-face with the guest and have a conversation. But, hey, the station's remote. I'm remote. And hopefully our guest is on deck, remote, ready to rock. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you, as we're about to get into the personal life, the professional life. This is the owner of the Movement Paradigm, cancer survivor, doctor of PT, former American Ninja Warrior. Please put your hands together for Dr. Ariane Missimer!
Hi, Mark.
So happy you're there, because if you weren't there and there were crickets, there's just one big bead of sweat running down my bald head. How are you doing, Doctor?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be on.
Well, you know, it's impressive. I feel lucky to have you on, because even though there's this time where people are in timeout and there's not a whole lot going on in the world, your text to me said, I have a very busy day on Thursday, and then whatever else it was. And I'm like, wow, that's because most people are sitting around looking at their watch, looking at their waistline, and you're like, no, like, I'm on the go. I got stuff to do. So I don't know how that works.
Yep. But
yeah, thank you for taking the time and coming on here. It's great.
Absolutely. Thank you. It's an honor. Thank you so much.
Well, listen, the honor's ours, first off. Second off, normally when I have a guest come on, it's pretty cut and dry. It's pretty straightforward. You know, they have a life statement, a mission. They have something. And that's all good, because we can focus on it. You have so many little asterisks
next to your name here. I really don't know where to start. So let me just run through what I have here, and then you can tell me if I missed anything, because you're going to have to break some of this down for me, too. First of all, we're absolutely going to get into this. You survived cancer. You kicked its tail. And then went for American Ninja Warrior. We got to hear all about that.
Okay.
You've started your dream company, the Movement Paradigm. Have to talk about that. And as I see some of these things here, you're a doctor of PT. You know, we all know physical therapy. You're a registered dietitian. You are TPI certified. You're a strength and conditioning specialist. I know that you're big in the yoga community, and you're also a barefoot rehab specialist. I don't even know what I just said. What are some of these things? I mean, you like do everything.
Well, I would say that I've spent my entire career trying to learn as much as I can about the human body so that I can help as many lives as possible. So I've been obsessed with, you know, human movement since I can remember, probably since I was 18 when I first started personal training. So I've just taken a lot of different courses to really just continue to expand my knowledge and, like I said, just help other people. And I'm also doing my graduate work in mindfulness right now.
And so much to cover here. I mean, I feel like everything you just said just is just in this nice little box with a bow on it of what your current dream practice is, where you guys, what I understand, you focus on functional medicine, you're treating the whole person. And I definitely want to see how we got there, because you just didn't show up like this. From my understanding, this was a journey. You've had some obstacles. And I think we have to stop for a minute and give a shout out, don't we? Because we have a mutual friend who connected us. Would you like to have the pleasure?
We sure do. Yes, we'll give a huge shout out to Steve Natalie, who actually stopped in today, scared me to death, banging on the window. And he said, "Hey, I heard you have a radio show today." So
Steve, get back in quarantine. Ridiculous.
He's the best. He introduced us.
Yeah, absolutely. Steve from Applecross reached out to me. Says, "I got someone who would be great for your show." And he's right. Give a shout out to Steve, Cindy, John, everybody that's over there at Applecross. They're just trying to hold it down for all the community there. And All right. So he connected us. And with a smile, you were explaining to me how you got cancer and your journey with that. And I think I might have to be a customer of yours, because I think I got carpal tunnel when I was taking the notes. So why don't you take us there? I think that's a good starting point here, because I believe, you know, every quote unquote good story, as they say, has some adversity. And this was adversity. Mm-hmm. What happened?
Absolutely. So it was about, I'm going into my fifth year almost in December that it would be cancer free. So about 5 years ago, I was diagnosed with stage 3 liposarcoma, which is a rare and aggressive cancer. And it was 2 months before my wedding. So it was supposed to be the happiest, most wonderful time of my life. And I was planning every intricate detail of my wedding. I was making everything. And I was just I was loving it. I was, you know, getting ready to marry the man of my dreams. And I got diagnosed, and it was such a shock, as you can imagine, because I've always been super healthy. I've always been active. My brother did pass away from cancer at the age of 29. My mom had breast cancer. So it wasn't that foreign to me that, you know, one, that this could be cancer. This was before I was diagnosed. And then, of course, when I was, I realized that I had a long road ahead of me. And the night that I got the call from my doctor. I was at a conference, a barefoot conference. And I remember getting the call. She was in California. I was in New York. And she said, "Ariane, I hate to do this over the phone, but I need to tell you that it is cancer." And I said, "Oh my gosh, you know, I couldn't believe it." So I decided that, like, that night I said, you know, I have to call my mom, my dad, and my fiance. And I just remember those phone calls being the hardest phone calls I've ever made, because I thought, you know, my mom and dad both lost their son. And then to my fiance, you know, the only thing that I know is death as it relates to cancer. So I remember calling him and saying, do you want to marry me still? Like, I don't want you to go through all of this. And of course he said, absolutely. And I decided to stay the night in New York and, you know, kind of process it. And then came back and I was kind of ready to go.
Yeah, hold on. If I had hair, you blew it off my head here. You're 2 months outside of your wedding when you get this news, and it's stage three. Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm. It's stage three. Yes.
What was that phone call like? What was going through your mind? What's the emotion like when you are calling your husband to be, who may not be your husband after this phone call? Like, what's that like?
I was so upset, but I honestly think, Mark, I was more upset calling them, like that I was hurting all of them. You know, like I don't even know if at that moment it was about me. It was just like, oh my gosh, how could I do this to the people that I absolutely love the most? And I just remember it being just so awful inside. And I, you know, they all said, like, you know, my now husband said, you know, I'll come get you. And I said, you know what, I need to really process this. I need to kind of, you know, prepare myself for, this is going to be a long road. And I said, I just need some time. So I went to the conference the next day, and which I know is crazy, but I love learning. So I
a little bit, a little
of,
crazy.
I just had to let it sit and ponder. So I was really ready for the fight, because it was definitely a fight. That's for sure.
Okay. I'm going to tell you what I just processed. I just processed success mindset. That's what I heard. That's the bell that went off in my head, because so many people with less of an issue take the victim route, and we feel sorry for ourselves, and we have our pity parties, and we shut down at the first sign of adversity. You got a death sentence, and you felt bad that you were hurting other people, like taking responsibility for it in some sense. And that's what leaders do. That's what winners do. And that in itself says so much. That's so impressive. I can't believe you went to the conference the next day. That's like, wow.
I know.
Did you learn anything when you were there? I mean, were you able to focus at all? What was that
like? I did. I mean, I wouldn't say my focus was the best, but I definitely did. And because I felt like that's me. I mean, that's what I love to do. I mean, you put me in a learning environment and I'm in heaven. So I just felt like that was kind of where I needed to be at that time. And, you know, I needed to be by myself. I think that's a really huge part for me. I need to always kind of work through my emotions and be able to figure out how to respond, not necessarily react. And that was, you know, that was the time that I needed. And of course, it was such an emotional roller coaster, because as soon as I got back, it was, okay, first you're going to need to do radiation. And then it was, no, that the cancer is actually too aggressive. There's this round cell component. So you have to do chemotherapy. So I went from being able to kind of figure out in my mind, okay, I'm going to do radiation, then I'm going to get married, because they did say that I could get married, to now I'm doing chemo and losing my hair and losing my eyebrows, my eyelashes, like all of those things, not being able to have children. Like it was just such a roller coaster. And so I kind of had to take that moment to say, wow, okay. So now I'm getting like surgery, and I'm getting, starting chemo before I even am getting married. And then they said, well, you know, we might have to delay chemo because of, or delay your wedding because of the chemo. And I was like, oh my gosh. So
that was my next question. What happened with that? I mean, it sounds like you didn't postpone the wedding, right?
No, I didn't. So I did three rounds of chemotherapy, and then they let me take a little bit of a break. So it was about 2 weeks, I guess it was about 2 weeks or so. So I got married, went on my honeymoon, which was amazing. Both were incredible. And then came back, and then the tumor had actually grown in size. So I had to switch immediately to radiation and photon therapy.
We're talking lifetime movie. We're talking best-selling book. We're talking, because I'm I know the overview of the story, but hearing the little intricacies of the details, it's literally like I'm on the edge of my seat here because I want to hear how you crawled out of this pit and fought back. This is intense. Okay, so before we get into that, this show, Doctor, this show just rolls like waves in the ocean. It goes so fast. We have to take a break already. So don't go anywhere, please, because I got a zillion questions for you. And then when we get back, get up, Army, in about 60 seconds, we're going to find out how this champion went from being in cancer and getting literally a death sentence to doing the American Ninja Warrior gig. How does that happen? I got to hear this. So you guys don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back after a quick break. You're listening to Get Up Power Hour. I'm Mark Hayford, right on 1520 WCHE. Well, all right, there we go. There we go. The clumsiness of remote radio, 1520 WCHE, the remote thing. It's driving me crazy here, Doctor. But you know what? It's all good. We're gonna make it happen. I told you guys, your show goes quick, but the breaks go quicker. And I have Dr. Ariane Mistimer with us here, who's got a crazy life journey. You were just talking, Doctor, about how 2 weeks before your wedding, you have stage 3 cancer. You're somehow able to have the wedding through all these rounds of chemo, go on your dream honeymoon, come back, and now it's intensified. Mm-hmm. Where are we at with this? Where do you go from here? I mean, what's your mindset like?
So at that, so I know that we have a mutual friend, Darren Rodia. So I was working at
Dr. Darren Rodia.
So I was working at Kinetic Physical Therapy at the time. So I was working and they were so gracious to allow me to work and, you know, accommodate my schedule with treatments. And I was, one day he had given me a bracelet that the challenge accepted. And all of the, you know, a lot of my coworkers were wearing them as well. And then at my wedding, my husband had also given them to all my family and friends. So everyone at my wedding was wearing them. And so that essentially became my motto of, you know, all right, challenge accepted. I got this. And I have always found, for as many challenges as I faced in life, I've always found movement to be something that has always healed me. It's always been something that I've been drawn to help, you know, lift me physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. And just like any other time, I found movement once again. And I had this thought that I wanted to train for American Ninja Warrior. And my husband, when we were dating, said, you know, he showed me the show and he said, Ariane, you should definitely be on this sometime. And of course, this ninja gym, iCore Fitness in Westchester, had opened up. And I said, you know, I'm just going to go check it out and see what it's like, see if I like the people, the environment. So I went in one day with my bald head and I talked to Mark Falcone, who's the owner, who's amazing. And I said, you know, hi, I'm interested. I'm Ariane. I'm interested in training for American Ninja Warrior. So he said, you know, okay, that sounds great. And I said, I have a few things going on. I just finished chemotherapy. I'm getting ready to start radiation. I said, so I'll definitely have to work around some things, but I'd really love to do it. So he said, great, let's start Tuesday. So I had...
Did his jaw drop when you explained to him that you were right in the middle of this? Like, not like I beat it or... But like, no, dude, like I'm going through radiation.
Right, and you know what was so amazing about him is he didn't think of it. It wasn't a barrier at all for him. And he just looked at me like I was a normal person and with no issues. And, you know, I said, I've worked out my whole life. I've always been active. I've not done ninja training. I said, but... you know, I really would love to do this. And he said, you know, that's great. He didn't think of, like I said, there was no barriers for him or me, which was fantastic. So we, you know, I had my port in my chest. So I had, there's a lot of things I had to consider. And I started radiation, I guess it was probably within that a couple weeks or so. And I would work all day, you know, in at Kinetic, and then I would go to Radiation and on it take the train to Philly, come back, then I'd go right to the Ninja Gym. So
that is
I would train.
Insane.
I was it was. I would train with Mark for a couple hours. We would just work through the obstacles, and it was awesome. It was awesome.
How long did the training go on to prepare for this?
So I started training, I would say, in July, and then I trained all the way up until May of next year, right before I competed. So I've kind of trained throughout all through the summer, and while I was doing proton therapy, I mean, I did have a lot of issues with my leg towards the end. It was obviously super red, super swollen, but overall, I felt great during radiation. I was, you know, I think I was just always active. I was walking, I was working, which gave me purpose and strength. You know, I just felt like that, like, to me, I love helping other people. And I feel like that's what why I was put here on earth. And so I feel like I was doing all the things that gave me strength. And I had to get surgery in September. So that was called limb sparing surgery, which before it used to be a amputation. So fortunately, it's now considered limb sparing surgery. So they removed the tumor, and I couldn't train during that time. Afterwards, I started training. I kind of picked it back up, but then I had to go into chemo one more time. So I had like three more cycles of chemotherapy. And then on the last day of my cancer journey and the last day of chemo, I was in the hospital, so it was inpatient chemo. And my husband was with me and in the little hospital beds. And I looked over, I finished my last treatment. I looked over and I said, guess what I just did? I submitted my application for American Ninja Warrior.
Oh my goodness. What did he say? Oh, did we lose you there, doctor?
Oh, there we go. Sorry.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Again, remote radio, hashtag crazy. Wait, what? You tell your husband, what did he say? What was his response? I asked you that question, and then it went silent. I'm like, well, that was his response.
He knew I was training. He knew I had made my video submission. So he just laughed. He just looked at me. He was just like, you're crazy.
I think by this point, it wasn't a surprise. So, okay, so now what happens in this next step?
Yeah, so then so that was in December of 2015, and I had, so really January through May, I kind of had to slowly build myself back up because I was feeling, I mean, to be completely honest, I was feeling pretty rough after that last go of chemo. I had a clot in my heart. I was having like a lot of different complications, and it was just really kind of wearing my body down. Now, I was still active, but I had to kind of decrease the intensity of everything. So I just slowly started picking it back up from January on. And then in May, so it was 3 weeks before the show, I got the call from American Ninja Warrior and said, you've been accepted. And we're, you know, here's the date. It was in Philadelphia. And I was so excited. I was just screaming and jumping.
Hey, I love it. Now, hold on. I got to go back for a second here because you're dealing, first of all, the support system that you're mentioning here between your husband, mm-hmm. between the gym that you were working out at, mm-hmm. Kinetic Physical Therapy is a sponsor of this show. Dr. Darren Rodia is a beast, and he is a friend of mine and a friend of this show. And no surprise that you were able to get that support from him and from, you know, just all these networks that you're talking about. But how much of all of this that you're going through, I mean, people get injured all the time and it shuts them down, whether it's a back or it's an illness or a headache or a broken something. How much do you attribute to scratching and clawing and getting back and achieving this to your mindset? How important was to keep your mind renewed as much as going through this fight?
Just about everything. I think I'm a big believer in that. I mean, I'm forever grateful for the people that supported me during that time. I will never forget it. I mean, my mom and my husband, between the two of them, came to every appointment with me. My mom came to literally every single appointment. And my husband stayed in the hospital with me for chemo. I mean, they were unbelievable. But I think that I've always had a mindset of resiliency. And the reason I think I believe that I do is because I watched my brother suffer so much from cancer, and I watched him never, ever, ever give up hope. He, to the very last day, he kept thinking that there was going to be a cure for cancer. And he would watch Lance Armstrong. You know, not everyone likes Lance Armstrong at this point, but at that time, he was watching the Tour de Lance every day, and, you know, he kept thinking that, you know, he's gonna help find a cure. And, you know, when you watch somebody fight for their life, and, you know, they lose function, he lost function of his arm and leg because it had spread to the brain. When you watch that happen, to me, you have this, like, great appreciation for life. That, you know, you really cherish, like, I believe that we all should cherish every opportunity that we have in this world, you know, to the ability to move, for example. So right now I know it is a quarantine and, you know, people are having a hard time getting into a routine, but it's like this, we have this gift that we can actually get out of bed and walk. And I feel like those are the things that we often take for granted, you know, and I just never, ever, ever want to do that. I feel like
I'm right on the page with you. You know, years ago, my childhood hero, my father, got MS, and I watched him, you know, with an aggressive version of it, and he passed away years ago. But it was a couple decades of having that, to where, you know, here's a guy who, you know, would throw a ball with me, who now became bedridden. So I understand what you're saying, and to go back to Dr. Darren Rodier, your former coworker, you know, his quote, "Movement is a privilege," and mm-hmm. So I'm absolutely picking up what you're putting down there. Let me ask you this. So, American Ninja Warrior, you didn't win the season, but you're just coming off cancer. What was the experience like doing the whole American Ninja Warrior thing?
Oh, it was so amazing. It was just, to be there with all, I mean, the fittest people in the country was absolutely incredible. It was, you know, so such an exciting time. You know, I had all my family and friends there. I was wearing my challenge accepted shirt, and, you know, I was meeting all these different ninjas, and I just kept thinking to myself, like, this is so surreal. You know, I just finished cancer. I literally still had my port in my chest, which is kind of funny. I was thinking, should I get them taken out before I compete? And my husband talked me out of that, thank God.
Wow.
He's like, no, don't do that.
Your husband's just a part of this journey, so important to this. What's his name? Let's give him a shout out.
His name is John, and he is absolutely amazing. He's my rock, that's for sure.
He sounds like The Rock. I think you married The Rock, because able to carry and be so supportive in so much adversity. What an amazing just story and guy that he's got to be. And all right, listen, we're going to take our last break of the show. Can we keep you on for a few more minutes? Can we keep you here? Because I want to see where you're at today, because it seems like you're 5 years down the road from this, and you've gotten so many certifications. You now are one of the, the forefront leaders as far as movement and what you're doing here. I want to talk about the movement paradigm and what it can do and how it's helping people. So can you hang out with us for a few more minutes?
Sure. Absolutely, Mark.
Oh, I love it. And Get Up Army, listen, you can't go anywhere. You're quarantined. So, okay, look, give us 60 seconds. We're going to come back and we're lighting this up, baby. 1520 WCHE. This is the Get Up Power Hour. Yeah, 1520 WCHE. It's your boy, Mark Hayford, in the Get Up Power Hour. We're fighting back, baby, punching fear in the face. Here with Dr. Ariane Missimer. Be cancer, check. American Ninja Warrior, check. Playing life, check. Doctor, welcome back to the program. Tell me about this. Now, hey, you did a TEDx talk as well, correct?
I did, yeah. So after that was awesome. So that was actually the same year as I did American Ninja Warrior. So
the same thing that you beat cancer and did a national show. Right. Okay, got it. I think I'll just do a TEDx talk. Yeah.
So, you know what? It was really incredible because it allowed me to work through my journey. And I think, you know, to be able to write it, to be able to speak it. And I think it was very, very healing for me because in some respects, although it's great to kind of keep pushing forward and do all these things, I think sometimes what I don't do as well is, you know, be able to kind of reflect on all of the feelings that I had and everything that just happened because it was an emotional journey, you know. So I think being able to write it and share that with the world, I think was really powerful for me and then hopefully for other people as well.
Well, I'm sure it was. I'm sure it was. There's so much value of what you're giving us right here on the Get Up Power Hour. Let me ask you this, though, because now we're in the fourth quarter of the show, so I got to – oh, man, I wish we had, like, hours to talk to you because, again, as we noted at the top of the program, you have so many little asterisks next to your name here. So doctor of physical therapy, registered dietitian, TPI certification. What's that?
That is a Titleist Performance Institute. So that is a golf performance certification. So I'm a medical professional as well as a performance coach. So more geared towards the performance side of things as opposed to the golf swing side of things. So I'm not a golf pro, but I can work. I use the KVEST, a 3D video golf analysis, to assess the movement efficiency and kinematic sequence of the swing.
You said 3D golf outfit.
Golf analysis.
Oh, golf analysis. So in 3D, you can show somebody how to fix what, their swing or their performance or?
Yeah, so in kind of improving their movement efficiency and their swing. So to allow them to, let's say, have greater distance or improved accuracy or consistency.
What do you not do? Okay, so TPI certified, got it. I thought it was like toilet paper informant. Like you could tell us where we can go to get like the cheapest rolls and the biggest bundles, but no, it's not. How about this? So, you know, you're strength and conditioning specialist. I know that, I don't know if you have, I don't know if there are certifications in yoga or what that is, but I know that's also on the radar with you. I saw a video that you posted on your Facebook page. I don't know what you were doing, but it looked between Spider-Man and Wonder Woman, where you were like standing in one hand and like switching hand. What is this?
That's called animal flow. So it's like a ground.
It's an animal what?
Animal flow.
Animal flow.
It's basically just a ground-based movement practice that uses primal-like movements. That helps with stability, strength, cardiovascular endurance. It's awesome. Just kind of a fun way to explore movement and play, just like we all once knew as humans, but sometimes we've lost some of those things as with modern society. So a lot of the certifications I have are really just focused on different aspects and specialties of movement. So anything that I've done has been very, very calculated over the years. So I'm always choosing things that, you know, typically I'm finding a need for. So I'm working with patients and clients that I feel like, all right, if I learn this, I'm going to be able to better help them on their
constantly
journey to better.
And for the next step. I love this. I love it. Well, tell me about this one, because this one's very curious to me. You are a barefoot rehab specialist, which is noted that it's different than podiatry. So first of all, what is it? And second of all, how is it different than podiatry?
Sure. So actually, I teach for a podiatrist. So she is a podiatrist that has her program in 40 different countries. So I'm a master instructor for her company, which is Evidence-Based Fitness Academy Global. And we teach basically barefoot science and movement from the ground up. So really understanding the foot from a neuromuscular standpoint, so as opposed to just simply what I would say like a biomechanical standpoint, and looking at how we can improve stability and gait and movement efficiency through really tapping into the power of the foot, and specifically the skin on the bottom of the foot.
The skin on the bottom of the foot. I'm just going to go on record here saying, I don't know if I'm quite smart enough to understand all of what you just said, but it sounds funky. I love it. No, we were explaining some of that when we when we met. And that's so interesting because, I mean, you don't think about. Yeah, I feel like with so many, when we're talking physicality, so many things don't matter until they matter. Like it could be your pinky finger, but if that thing's out of whack, then you're constantly in discomfort or pain. It's an issue. And I don't know.
Exactly.
It's kind of like you don't appreciate what you have till you don't have it, you know?
You got it. Yep.
Well, how about this? So now you have your dream practice, right? And you're pretty much, you can treat the whole person. Talk about that. What is the movement?
So I own an integrative health center. It's located in Downingtown. And my dream was always to open up a multidisciplinary practice, to have like-minded individuals that are all aiming to treat the whole person, but might have a specific specialty. So I specialize in physical therapy, nutrition, and as well as movement. But my brand or my philosophy is always mindset, nutrition, and movement. So I'm always looking at any patient or client that I work with as a whole person, as opposed to just treating their signs and symptoms. So, for example, if we think about modern society, if you have a headache, you take an Advil to get rid of your headache or Tylenol. And to me, I would think, why are you getting headaches? So it couldn't be simply as if you're not hydrated. Possibly. Could it be that you have some kind of gut infection? So you might have, you know, some kind of bacterial overgrowth. Could it be that you are constantly under stress and you have high cortisol levels and you're, you know, in this kind of chronically stressed out state that's causing headaches? So I want to figure out why that's happening so that we can treat that aspect and not just Band-aid it and say, okay, well, I can fix your headache. I can give you a couple exercises, but then you go on your way.
I love this. I love this. And this is the movement paradigm, correct?
Correct.
And that's in Downingtown, Pennsylvania. So who's the clientele that should seek you out?
So anybody that my average population is around 40 to 60, but, you know, that's just a window. I do work with men and women on men and women's health issues.
Can you
do,
like, who's your ideal clientele? Like, who would be coming to you for help in Downingtown, PA, and all of Chester County, basically?
Yeah, so anybody that is looking to really figure out why they're having health issues. So normally someone might be having, let's say, chronic back pain, but they've been to lots of different professionals and without really any progress. That's the type of person that I want, is someone that's really open to taking ownership of their health and that I can help guide and coach them on facilitating their body's own healing. But instead of putting a Band-Aid on it, instead of getting surgery, instead of, you know, just kind of masking things, like really trying to work towards getting to the bottom of what's not allowing them to live their best life.
Says the woman who defeated cancer while in the middle of planning, getting married, and going on America Freaking Ninja Warrior. I'm sold. I would be a client if I needed help in that. Doctor, how can people get in touch with you and find you? Where can they go out there and connect with you?
Yeah, so my website is www.themovementparadigm.com. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram at The Movement Paradigm. And YouTube is Ariane Missimer. And I put out weekly videos with different educational content. So you can hopefully get a little taste of everything.
All right. I love it. So you're all over the place. You're easily accessible to find. And, hey, I want to thank you for not only just taking the time to come out here, share with the Get Up Army on 1520 WCHE, but also just for what you're doing in life, because you talked about, I'm going to be dropping my third book this year, and the title is exactly what you're doing. It's Lighting Up the Darkness, and that seems to be, to me, what your life mission is. So I am thankful that you took the time to share with us. So,
ladies and gentlemen,
that's Ariane Missimer. Go out there, seek her out, check her out on Facebook or website and YouTube. Doctor, thank you so much for coming on the program here today.
Thank you so much, Mark. I really appreciate it. And congratulations on your third book.
Not yet, but soon. Definitely soon. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Awesome.
Wow, guys, I'll tell you what. This is what we're talking about. Did you hear this? Like, here's somebody who just didn't shut down when they had cancer, literally about to get married. Couple, you know, it's right around the corner, and you get handed this. Boom. horrific, but it's not horrific. Because, listen, she fought back. And did you hear in that interview? It was mindset. So much of what she did was mindset. It was crucial. It was the pinnacle of what helped pull her out. The support she got around her, but how she daily was able to pick herself up by her own bootstraps and keep forging forward. Hey, if they told you that it was easy, they lied to you. They lied to you. But trust me, whatever you're dealing with right now, it's worth it. It is so worth it. And good things are going to come. You got to believe good things are going to come. And good things do come to those who refuse to quit. So as we're closing this program today, I want to encourage you to refuse to quit. I don't know what you're dealing with. Everybody's got a battle that most of us can't understand. But whatever you have going on in your life, maybe it's this whole global pandemic, uncertainty and fear. Maybe it's an issue. Maybe it's financial. Maybe it's physical. Maybe it's relationship-wise. You've got to take another step. You have to take another step. I've said it before in this program, and I'll say it again. You were not put here to just survive. You were put here to thrive. We were meant for more, and you can have more. But you've got to be determined, and you got to go forward. You just got to become bigger than your problems and grow. Our past guest could have called, shut it down. She didn't just shut it down. She was living life out loud, bigger than many people do on a regular basis, let alone when they hear some news like that, and then to achieve and to live and to grow and to get better and now to serve others. I want to encourage you to serve others. I want to influence you to be an influencer, no matter what that looks like. Because if you think that you don't count, you're wrong. You do. You're not here by accident. You're just not here for your next meal. You're here to play a part in this crazy life that we got going on right now. And there's somebody who needs what you have. You need to believe that, and you need to keep your head up, and you need to understand you're going to fail, and that's okay. But as long as you keep failing forward, that is the important part. That separates the bad from the good from the great, and the great from the best. So I want to encourage you today to put out your best. And as we're piecing out of this month of April, and we're turning the corner into May and the summer of 2020, don't go to the negative. I want you to go to the positive, and I want you to expect better things. I want you to speak life. I want you to speak greatness. I want you to expect victory, because it doesn't happen by accident. You have to be on purpose with it. And I'm on purpose for you here every single Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. for the Get Up Power Hour. As we're closing this program out, once again, I just want to remind you and encourage you, if we're together on social media, 7 o'clock every night, it's a Get Up live stream on Facebook and Instagram. So it's Mark Hayford, Mark with the C. Jump out there and connect with me. And listen, I appreciate you guys could be doing a million things, important or not, but you chose to be here and listen to this program today, and that means the world to me. So Get Up Army, I salute you, and I want you to go out there and slay the day. Take no prisoners and act like today is your last, because we're not promised more. So look, till next week, keep your head up, keep your feet moving forward, keep your faith. I am always in your corner. This is Mark Hayford.